Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Inside the Mirror Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle David. If you didn't know, now you know. Hey, this week I want to talk about what I'm focused on in my own life this year that I think a lot of people have an opportunity to grow in. And I think all of us, have an opportunity to grow in this area. So the thought, the theme, what I'm working on, what I'm focused on is slowing down to speed up. Slowing down to speed up. What do I mean? I think that we live in a culture that tells us the way to get ahead and the way to get where you want is to go faster, speed up, and do more. And I actually, in my own life, in my own experience, and listening to other wise people, I don't think that's correct. I think you can actually get further, go farther, do more, and accomplish and achieve more by slowing down. And here I'm going to unpack what I mean and where my head's at around this. So I think that we get, and I had a conversation with someone recently about how, this was someone I worked with at Leader. It was our old VP of sales, Jeremy. Shout out to Jeremy Bonet. We had a conversation about how when he was taking Leader from $0 in revenue, right, to about $5 million, where he left, from $0 to $5 million, he was just in execution mode every day, right? Do, execute, get things done, you know, 60, 70, 80 hours a week. And it worked to a point. But the problem with just doing is you never take the time to step back and to think strategically about, like, how are things going? Are we doing the right things? Because I think that's critical. We can be doing a lot of things, but are we doing the right things, right? So we had this conversation and it got me thinking, because that's what I'm focused on in 2024 is not just anxiously and angstily going about executing and doing more to get further, but what are the highest ROI activities I can be doing, and how do I do them in a sustainable way so that I'm making the most progress towards the right things while still being healthy mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, etc. Because the reality is you can do a lot and achieve a lot and end up absolutely miserable if you didn't go about it the right way. And I think, again, like, I think there's a misconception or a lie in the idea that doing more will get you more. I think it's doing the right things will get you more, right? Because, again, you could be doing a whole lot of nothing, feeling productive, but not getting anywhere because you're not working on the right things. So when I say slow down to speed up, I think you have to very practically and tangibly slow down by not doing so many tasks in your day. And I know that's not possible for a lot of people. You literally are doing what you have to do right now in this season of life. But if you have the ability to cut some things out of your day and slow down, right? You still need to exercise and eat well and sleep and go to work. But there's so many hours in the day where we're just doing stuff and it's not strategic, right? So I think practically it looks like for me, I've tried to put very little on my calendar this first month of the year after I get home from work in the evenings, right? I don't need to be doing too much. I might have a little bit on the podcast to work on or one or two things, but I really need to slow down, think, journal, let my mind wander a little bit, write, read, right? Feed me with things that in the grand scheme of things, right, if I spend several hours every day or an hour every day doing something that's going to expand my mind, help me think strategically and give me new insights, over time I'll actually probably get further than if I'm just doing every night. But I'm not checking in with myself. I'm not feeding myself new learnings, new information, and thinking strategically. Because if you think of, right, you think of people at the highest levels, the wealthiest people, the most successful, they're actually right. Jeff Bezos is a good example. He talks about how he blocks his day and he's not accomplishing a lot of tasks, right? There's some meetings, there's some reading and learning, and he's thinking more strategically about how do I move this way? How do I optimize, right? I think we could take a lot from that type of thinking and ask ourselves the question, are we focused our time and attention and resources on doing the most high leverage activities, right? Because again, you could be doing hours worth of laundry every week. That's not moving your life in a good direction, even though you're getting a lot done. Maybe you're just vacuuming and doing laundry every night, and maybe that needs to be done. But that's an example of like low ROI activities, right? So can you block those on one day and just get them done and spend the other hours and of the days or the time you set aside to really be strategic? Like I said, to learn, to read, to journal, to process, and really be strategic in the direction that your life is headed and make sure that you spend the most time on the highest leverage activities, right? Because again, like here's a job example, right? And I can get caught up in this. I think most of us can. You're just bouncing from like Slack to email to a call here to this over here. And you're doing a lot of things, but it's really not moving the ball forward for your career, your income, your job. Right? You're just doing a lot of things, right? Versus like what I'm trying to do, which I'm not good at, but what I try to do is block off a strategic time on my calendar during the work week to just think, right? There's no agenda there. Jeremy and I were talking about this the other day. Opening a Google Doc and just typing and processing and thinking instead of just doing, right? Because a lot of the times, those strategic times where you're just thinking and processing, you're going to come up with the best ideas that are actually going to move you forward quicker and better in the long term. And it, again, our culture tells us do more, be busier, and you'll accomplish more. And I just don't think that's right. I think the best way to accomplish more the fastest is to spend more time slowing down, thinking about the most strategic ways you could be spending your time. Is this optimized? Is this the best decision, right? But if we're just going and doing all the time, we're not actually accessing the part of our brain that's going to process the strategy, right? The right side of our brain, is this fulfilling? Is this the right decision, right? Like the left side's just processing information and doing, but I think we need to tap more into the right side of feeling and passion and purpose and fulfillment. And are we spending our time on the things that we want to spend our time on? And so practically what I think this looks like is blocking your calendar at the beginning of the week and putting times on your calendar to be strategic, to think about what you're doing, to learn, to read, to slow down, right? I think it starts with your calendar and your time, right? I don't know if you use a calendar. I live and die by my calendar. It has to be a priority. If you don't prioritize it, busyness is going to sneak in. We all have a million things we could be doing, right? I think we believe this lie that the busier we are, the more we're accomplishing. And that's just not the case. You could be busy doing a lot of things that aren't moving the ball forward for your life. Busyness does not equal accomplishment, right? Just running around raking the leaves every week, it doesn't mean you're moving your life forward. Not saying the leaves don't need to be raked, right? But like, what are you spending your time on that's actually moving your life forward? Scrolling social media, you could be busy hopping from platform to platform and responding to your DMs, but nothing's happening, right? Like nothing in your life is moving forward just because you're like answering messages or replying to comments on social media, right? Unless you are working on building your brand, that's probably important. But if you're just like busy in the mix of things. So I think one, it starts with your calendar, creating the space to slow down, to read, to learn, and to focus on the highest leverage activities. And then I think the other thing is to audit it, your activities throughout the day. Where are you bouncing from thing to thing to thing that's really not doing anything? You got to be aware of how you're spending your time, energy, and resources. And me too, right? Like I've realized recently, I just made a LinkedIn post about this. I realized recently, I thought I have this arrogance in me or this confidence that thinks I'm fully aware of where my time and energy and money is going. I just think I just somehow in my mind, I think I just have this running spreadsheet of where everything's going. But what gets measured gets managed. If you're not measuring something, you're not managing it well. If you're not measuring your food or being aware of what you're putting in your body, it's hard to manage that, right? If you're not measuring or aware of where your money is going, it's hard to actually manage your money. And that's what I realized recently. I'm very disciplined in a lot of areas, time, health, food, sleep. But when it came to my money, I was like, where is all my money going, right? I'm not broke. It's not like I don't have a decent job, right? Like, where's all my money going? So I built a spreadsheet and I built an actual budget, because here's the secret. I actually didn't budget. And people are going to be like, what, Kyle? Yeah, I thought I just had a good lock on awareness of my spending, but I've never really been a big budgeter, because I always just thought I had a good awareness of it. And I have this thought in my mind that I'll just make more money, so I'll be fine. But I want to get control of my money, because I felt out of control with my money. I was like, where's it all going? So I built a spreadsheet and I built a budget with all the line items, and I looked at it and I was like, oh, wow, I'm actually spending more money than I thought I was. And most of it's not frivolous spending. I just have a decent amount of expenses, car, rent, you know, different things, food, supplements, health, gym. It adds up. I'm sure you all know that. But when I started measuring it, I'm able to manage it better, because I'm aware of where it's all going. And when those bills are due, and et cetera. So same with your time and your energy. You have to measure it and know where you're spending your time and your energy and resources, or it's really hard to manage them, which is why I think it starts with your calendar, and it starts with just being aware of, like, where am I spending most of my time on? What things am I spending my time on? Because if you don't know where they're going, it's very hard to manage them. So anyways, that's where my head is at. And I think, and I really believe, and I listen to a lot of successful people that speak about the same thing. Taylor Welch is a good guy to go listen to. He spent a lot of time working really hard, building big businesses, making a lot of money. And he actually keeps talking about spending less time working and being busy to focus on the highest leverage activities that will make him actually the most money and help him be the healthiest and happiest and most fulfilled while he does it. Right? Because that's the other side of things. You could be doing a lot and actually accomplish a lot and maybe make a lot of money and not be fulfilled or happy because of the way you're going about it and the lack of space you've created for other things in your life. Right? So going there the quickest and the fastest and doing the most is not always the most effective for our overall life. Right? Because what we have to realize is our life is integrated, right? Our work and our health and our habits, it's all part of who we are. It's not, you can't really compartmentalize most of it. It all affects the others, right? Your health affects how you show up to work. How you show up to work affects your finances. Your finances affect your emotions and your mental health. It's all interconnected. So we need to treat our lives more holistically. And like I said, create margin for the different things. Right? If you're just working 99% of the time, you don't have margin for health, for happiness, for faith, for joy. So you have to take a holistic approach to your life, not just your health or not just one aspect, right? But again, I think it all comes back to, like, looking at your calendar, blocking out time to be strategic, blocking out time for different activities, and being intentional with all aspects of your life. And then finding the areas in your time, energy, money, resources, et cetera, where it's not a good use of time, right? Like, you may need to cut back on something or ask someone for help here or outsource this, right? I think you'll find, as I have, that I'm spending a lot of time or resources on low leverage activities, things that are just, like, worthless. Again, scrolling social media. You can scroll social media for 45 minutes and answer your DMs and think you're getting stuff done, and you didn't accomplish anything. But it starts with the awareness of, where is my time and energy going? And then how do I need to redistribute the time and the energy to more high leverage, high ROI activities that are actually going to move my life in the direction that I want it to go? Because a lot of us, our lives aren't where we want them to be, but we're also not doing the right activities that will move us in that direction, right? Our time is filled up with busyness and busy work that's actually not moving the ball forward. And then we're frustrated that our lives aren't where we want them to be. Well, we need to pull back, slow down, focus our time, energy, and resources on better activities that will actually move us towards where we want to go, right? So I am not a therapist. I'm not a counselor. I don't have it all figured out here. But this is me processing my own situation and my own learnings that I've had from, again, listening, reading, learning, and trying to implement a slower rhythm in my day-to-day so that I can focus my energy and activities on the things that are going to move my life forward the most, right? Not just being busy, but being intentional. That might be a good way to say it. We need to slow down to speed up, but we need to be less busy and more intentional. The more intentionally we spend our time and resources, the better outcomes we'll get. If we're just running around getting things done that aren't the right things, we're going to be frustrated and discouraged and not happy with where things are because we're just doing to do versus doing with intention, knowing that it's the right activity or the right intention. So hopefully that makes sense. Hopefully something there lands with you and applies to you or where you're at in your life or what you need to focus on. But in general, I'm fully convinced that we need to slow down and be more intentional so that we can actually speed up and get to where we want to go versus just doing, and not really moving the ball forward. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with another episode. I have more guests coming back. So if you're sick of hearing me talk, others will be coming to talk soon. That's all I got. Adios.